Dr. Jeremy Leggett chairs the Carbon Tracker Initiative. It measures carbon output. And broadly speaking, it says it's a group of leaders from across the energy landscape who believe that economic growth and climate action can be achieved together. Dr. Leggett, good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you see this decision fitting into the whole argument that you're involved in?
Well, the first thing to say is about the retreat from the Arctic. And that's in the face of impossible economics. You know, even if they had found oil, they would be producing it at a cost far above what they could sell it at. And this is not just a Shell problem. This is a problem of the oil and gas industry generally at the moment. Carbon Tracker has identified more than $1 trillion of investments intended by 2025 above an oil price of 95, where the break even is above an oil price of $80.
Well, indeed, and Simon was talking about this earlier, with a low oil price, it just doesn't, for example,
makes no
in the
sense.
North Sea.
They're wasting pensioners' money.
But what about, you're arguing from what we might call broadly a green perspective. And what's the significance of this decision for you?
Well, you know, hopefully now Shell will join some of the other oil companies that are, you know, showing encouraging signs of going with the Paris agenda. So Total, for example, has invested hugely in solar. Statoil set up a renewable energy division last month. But what we fear is that actually they haven't changed their game plan. And the game plan is to have as much gas as they can in the mix and as much oil as well. And, you know, that they talk, for example, in their commission that they're setting up of a study to find out whether, you know, we can have 50% renewables in the electricity mix by 2050. Well, you know, that's completely inadequate. That would give us a world of 4 degrees Celsius, way above the danger ceiling of 2 degrees Celsius for global warming, a world in which, you know, we'd be finding it difficult to feed ourselves or have enough drinking water amid all the droughts and floods and wildfires and all the other horrors.